tanks, helicopters, personnel carriers. Tens of millions of dollars worth of equipment, all destroyed. And these are just a small portion of the losses suffered by one of the most powerful armies in the world. When Russia began its offensive, it hoped to capture Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, within days. But Ukraine's army withstood the assault.
Evidently, the Russian army has endemic problems with morale, with its equipment, with its training, and its doctrine. And as a result, Rasul, to answer your question directly, Russia has been defeated in the field to a point where it was effectively routed from the north of the country.
Ukrainian armed forces have taken advantage, often ambushing Russian troops and columns. In less than 2 months since Russia invaded Ukraine, its military has lost thousands of soldiers. According to Ukrainian officials, it's more than the United States did in its 20 years of war in Afghanistan and nearly a decade in Iraq combined. They say Russia has lost at least 479 tanks, 496 infantry fighting vehicles, 20 aircraft, 4 ships, 32 helicopters, 784 trucks, vehicles, and jeeps. In total, the Russians have lost nearly 3,000 pieces of equipment. And these are considered conservative estimates. The highest profile loss to date was the Moskva, the flagship of Russia's Black Sea Fleet.
Losing a flagship during a war is, well, really bad. It's a bad PR. It's bad. It's going to increase the morale of the Ukrainians at the time when they are on the verge of losing Mariupol.
While many things can be said to have gone wrong for Russians, General Valery says the Ukrainian armed forces had a secret weapon.
The mobilization of our society and people's resistance. Our pilots, who are older than 60 years old, come out and ask for jets. They retired from the armed forces a long time ago and asked, give us planes and we will destroy the Russians. So morale is our formula for success.
Ukrainian forces have employed new tactical weapons given to Ukraine by NATO allies. Chief among them are portable anti-tank guided missile systems such as the US-made Javelin and its lighter, cheaper cousin Enlow, which have been used against Russian tanks with devastating effect. In the air, the Turkish-made 2B2 Bayraktar drones have carried out both reconnaissance and strike operations. Portable Stinger anti-aircraft missiles have also enabled Ukrainian soldiers to take out low-flying aircraft. As tactical miscalculations, misjudgment of the Ukrainian resistance, and low morale have all contributed to Russian military vulnerability in this war, these weapons are leveling the playing field. Rasul Serdar, Al Jazeera, Kyiv.